It's the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. It's the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. He's the one that rates the films in which the actors deserve their salary. From Straight Talk to Donnie Darko to Karate Kid Part 2. These are the worst movies that absolutely blew. These movies are so terrible, they make you go berserk. You'd rather watch C-SPAN or the Home Shopping Network. It's the Fucked Up Z-Critic Movie Gallery. These movies suck so bad that you'd rather drink pee. It's the Fucked Up Z-Critic Movie Gallery. These movies fucking suck. How do you waste a dollar? A dollar, a dollar. You buy a digi, a digi, a digi. View movie, that's garbage, that's garbage. How do you waste a dollar, a dollar, a dollar? Waste 87 minutes, minutes of your life watching a shitty movie. How do you waste a dollar, a dollar, a dollar? Buy a digi. View DVD at Walmart, at Walmart. How do you waste a dollar, a dollar? Give your dollar to a flamer, like DigiView's president, who deserves to holler, when he gets kicked in the ballsers, by the fucking Z-Critic. The fucking Z-Critic, bitch. Alright. Well, today on this episode of the Z Critic Movie Gallery, episode number 3, I wish to go over this, like, fucking phenomenon that's going on where, like, people sit there and think that they're going to get a quality movie out of a dollar. Alright, like, you go into Walmart and it's like this new phenomenon that's going on. This company called DigiView Entertainment, I don't know who the fuck these people think they are, to like rip people off of a dollar, but people are absolute imbeciles to like get drawn to this shittiness. It's like, I watched this one guy in Walmart this past like Saturday get drawn to this fucking horrible flick that I happened to buy because, of course, I'm like flies on shit and I have to fucking buy these so I can fucking tell people not to buy these pieces of shit films. Because you're giving your dollar, you could spend your dollar, like, so much better than buying these pieces of shit movies. Like, you could invest that dollar, you could bury it in the back fucking ground, and it'd be worth more than this piece of shit. I mean, come on. Like, why would you ever think that a dollar movie would actually be worth something? I mean, it's a fucking waste. I mean, you could donate it to, like, Jerry Lewis's telethon for muscular dystrophy, for God's sake. You'd rather fucking, like, you'd rather put your head up your ass and then watch the shit come out of your ass than to look and be drawn to this fucking horrible abomination to mankind. Like, it's a fucking waste. Like, what a piece of shit. Whoever came up with this idea is a fucking retard that deserves his ass beat. I mean, on the street with a bunch of clubs, like, fucking clubbing them, left and right, being like, you wasted my dollar, you bastard. Here you go, fucking club you. Fucking club you. Just like that. Fucking horrible film. Anyways, let's get to what the hell this movie's about and which actual DigiView movie I bought. I can't believe I spent a fucking dollar on this. I could have done so much more with this dollar that I spent on this movie than, like, what I did now. This fucking movie is completely atrocious. Like, absolutely one of the worst films of all time. Like, to make it clear on, like, this DigiView phenomenon that, like, draws people into shitty movies, they're like, oh, it's just a dollar, you know. It's just a dollar, so why not waste, 87 minutes of my life that they don't take into account the opportunity cost of that fucking dollar. I guess they didn't go to economics class, did they? They could be doing so much more in 87 minutes than watching this fucking horrible film. The opportunity cost is so much more than this fucking piece of shit will ever be. So, anyways, like I was saying, fucking horrible cold I have, it's awful. Don't ever get it. So, I bought this movie for a dollar and wasted my dollar. And the film is called Warriors of the Wasteland. Yeah, it says it all. It's a fucking waste. Fucking waste of a dollar and a fucking waste of 87 precious minutes of my life. 87 minutes of me having to fucking waste oxygen and breathe to this fucking horrible film. Let's get to the plot here. It's fucking bad. It's so fucking bad. You'd rather, put your head up your ass and watch the shit coming out of your ass. You'd rather fucking watch a 24-hour marathon of, Sanford and Son. You'd rather fucking watch the Golden Girls for 10,000 years straight. Fucking waste. Alright, here's the... I really don't want to do this plot. It's written so fucking horribly. Who the hell would want to buy this shitty film? I'm sorry, I can't get off of it. I just want to... Oh, piece of shit. Here it goes. In a post-apocalyptic future, the Templars, the remnants of a radical Wayyard cult, roam the ruins of the world, killing anyone that dares to cross their path. Caravans and mercenaries are terrified of the cult, banding together simply to survive and make it to one more day of squalor and inequity. But the Templars attack the wrong caravan, and Scorpion, who's played by Giancarlo Prente, and Nader, Fred Williamson, I think he was a former football player or something in the 1970s. I don't really know, but he has a habit for starring these 1970 films that are kind of a la Paul Brown films, from the Cleveland Browns. If you can remember, he did some pretty shitty films too. Two fearless vigilantes make it their mission to stop the cult by any means necessary. Boy, this sounds like a real attractive film. Well, let me tell you something. I've watched some bad films before, you know? I've watched, countless fucking horrible films that have completely wasted my time. We're talking Stop or My Mom Won't Shoot, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, whatever the hell that fucking piece of shit by Stallone was. Oscar by Stallone, another fucking horrible film. I've watched so many fucking bad films that you wouldn't believe, and eventually I'll cover them. But let me tell you something. I might have to be... This is the shrine of fucking shitty films. This is the holy grail of shitty films. You want to watch a film that's going to waste 87 minutes of your life? Please. Watch this film, man. Watch this film so you can fucking feel how I feel. You can fucking tear this piece of shit apart. Just like that. And it's fucking crush the case, piece of shit. Fucking hate this film. So, anyways, I'm gonna try and describe this plot. It's gonna be hard to do because you'd rather, watch... I've watched some bad elementary school plays, where they're blowing every other fucking line. And I have to say, those elementary kids are much better actors than fucking Fred Williamson ever will be. All right, he plays this like vigilante, like Nader from like I guess he has like these like African like bands that he wears, and he shoots these arrows that like blow people up. And let me tell you something, it's like you could go film a backyard like brawl or something, and it would turn out better with like a home video camera than this piece of shit film. I mean, it's so bad that you'd probably rather shove this DVD up your ass and die of dysentery. That's how fucking bad it is. So, anyways, this movie pretty much is about Scorpia, a guy who's like on this mission to destroy all these Templars. Now, the Templars want to destroy like all mankind. The setting's 2019 AD, and if 2019 AD looks like this someday, then please shoot me now, because I don't want to live in this fucking future. It's worse than hell. Alright? So, anyways, there's in the beginning, there's like all these like fake robot bodies laying around. I mean, it couldn't be any more fake. Like, if I were just to buy a skeleton from like Rite Aid, like the Rite Aid shop, you know, during like Halloween time, and I just laid it there saying that that's a dead body, that would be the same as this fucking horrible piece of shit. Like, the effects in this are so fucking bad, you have like no idea. And if you want, if you need like proof, like visual proof, I'll be more than happy to ship this piece of shit film to you. It's gonna be hard to do though, it really is, because I don't want, I'm like almost blinded for life because of this. Like, I swear, I'll have to go to like Lens Crafters to go get my fucking eyes checked from this horrible piece of shit. So, it's like this nuclear holocaust that happens, and in the beginning there's like these people trying to communicate on this like big like, like 1950s style calculator that looks like fucking horrible. I mean, it looks like 1950s style like NASA. It's like, and they're trying to like communicate with all these like people apparently, or you know, who the fuck knows who they're trying to communicate. I mean, they could be trying to communicate with God for all I know. So the problem lies with this like music, you know, and it's the same fucking theme music, like, the entire time, and it's just so damn annoying. Like, it's more annoying than having to listen to, like, you know, George Bush, like, give a speech on, like, terrorism. I mean, you'd probably rather listen to him give a speech on terrorism and how terrorism threatens our society more than this awful piece of shit music that I'm about ready to play for you here in a little bit. But, I mean, you just have no idea how fucking bad this music is. I mean, it's so fucking, it sucks so much that it fucks. I mean, it sucks so bad, you'd rather listen to, like, Poison for, like, 9 hours straight. Or you'd rather listen to, like, fucking, I don't know, Olivia Newton-John for, like, 10 hours straight, and listen to that piece of shit song, Let's Get Physical, Physical. Yeah, I'm gonna get physical on this DVD when I pound it in the fucking ground, piece of shit. So, I'm gonna play this theme music for you real quick, and I'm gonna show you how fucking horrible this is. And it's the same fucking Christian music over and over and over again, and like it's just the same fucking music. Like it's the only fucking theme song like in the entire movie. Like what type of movie only has one damn theme song? Like name me any other movie like on the face of this earth that only has one type of theme song. What a piece of shit. I mean, fucking horrible. And you heard the music. Now hear the truth in my voice. This fucking movie is horrible. It's absolutely godforsaken horrible. Like, you have no idea. None whatsoever. And unfortunately, there are going to be those curious people out there that will want to, like, buy this fucking flick. Ugh. So, back to the storyline here. These Templars come along and blow up the people in this 1950s calculator trying to communicate with people. Who in the hell damn knows who the hell they're trying to communicate with. And there's these noises in the background. They're like, pew, 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 pew. Like, like gun noises or something, you know? And it's fucking horrible. Like, I can't stand to listen to these, like, firing noises. Apparently, it's some type of heat gun. I've never heard of, like, a heat gun before. Then, there's, like, after all these people are, like, dead and dirt balls are all dead, the Templars come along and they tear up the Jerusalem Bible. Now, that's pretty fucking brutal. Tearing up the Jerusalem Bible and then throwing it on a dead guy's body. Oh, sorry. I apologize for this horrible cold that I have. I swear I got it from this film. Like, watching it, it put me through such, like, post-traumatic stress that I probably got this fucking cold from this piece of shit. So, the books, that's what started the apocalypse. Like, books. That's what the one guy says. That's his line. Books. That's what started the apocalypse. Like, it's so bad to read books. Oh, God. Don't educate us. Please don't. Dear God, that might start the apocalypse. So they tear up the Bible and everything, and they use, like these guns that look like gas hoses, like you'd put into a car, okay? Like, I'm dead serious, too. And, like, they use these gas guns, like you just find, like, at a local gas station, and they go, pew, 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 pew. Like, these sound effects I could make with my mouth are so fucking bad. And then there's this, like, fagaholic kid that's wearing, like, a pink glove that helps Scorpio out through the entire movie. And the most brutal part of the movie is, like, this little boy comes out and he's like, whose dead body is this? And he's holding, like, a plastic ear that looks like it was torn off of a Halloween mask or something. So fucking fake. And he's holding it and Scorpio goes, whoa, that was some guy. Yeah, some guy. Thank you, fucking Captain Obvious. I thought it was like a space mutant or something. And then, so, I'm not going to describe too much more about this movie because it's such a fucking piece of shit that you're already starting to go, Z, quit reviewing this movie because I already know how fucking horrible it is. So, let me get to the funny parts of the movie. There's this one scene where Fred Williamson, like, walks in, and, there's, like, some black chick there. Scorpio, Fred Williamson, and, the kid, and, this girl that looks like a ripoff of the girl from Planet of the Apes are in this, like, teepee hut or something, like this dirtball hut, and around all these holy people. It's like a holy camp, alright? They, like, believe in God and everything like that, and that's wonderful, you know. So, anyways, they're there, and so here's where the fucking lack of consistency happens. Like, there's a prostitute living in a holy camp, and the priest goes, oh yeah, you can bang her. Like, he literally almost says that, like, in the film. So, Nader, Fred Williamson, goes up to this black prostitute, and the black prostitute goes, "Boy, you are a healthy man. You are lucky." And he's like, "I'm always healthy, baby." And he kind of, like, winks. So, then, she calls. Okay, this is what she refers to sex as. She's like, "I haven't had biorhythmic concentration for a while." And I was like, "Biorhythmic concentration? Is that actually what it's called? Biorhythmic concentration in the year 2019? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go up to some girl that I'm about ready to have sex with and say, 'Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't had biorhythmic concentration in a while.' That fucking blows my mind. Biorhythmic concentration. If it's called that in the fucking future, then the future needs to be shoved up somebody's asshole so it can't be found, because this fucking future is horrible and sucks monkey fuck worse than Richard fucking gay-ass Simmons." So, anyways, toward the end, it's really getting cheesy, and Scorpion, is asked by, like, one, the guy, the leader of the Templars in the end, "Scorpion, what are you here for?" And Scorpion goes, "I'm here to kill you, one." And they stare at each other, and it's like, dun 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 dun, like some cheesy assaholic, like, scene that is, like, so fucking biased in the movie. Like, oh, gee, please. I mean, thank you so much for the cheesy scene that you wasted, like, 2 more minutes of my fucking life just standing there staring at each other. I mean, what are you gonna do next? Like, make out or something? Jesus Christ. So, anyways, I'm just gonna tell you straight out, this fucking movie is the worst movie of all time. Don't ever buy these, like, fucking Digiview entertainment movies. If you see one, fucking smash the whole entire rack at Walmart. They won't care. They'll probably thank you. They'll probably thank you because, like, the cashier gave me, like, the weirdest look when I was buying this, and I'm dead serious, too. And I'm like, "What? I can't stay away from shitty movies. I'm sorry." And that's exactly what I told her, too, as I walked out. I said, "I apologize to her for having to look at this fucking DVD case this piece of shit came in." I mean, don't fucking buy it even for a penny. I mean, Digiview should, like, pay you to watch this damn movie. I want to fucking call up Digiview's president, and I want to invite him to come to my house, and then so I can shove a forklift so far up his ass that it, like, his dick goes into his mouth, like, pops into his mouth, and he fucking dies. Like, that's how horrible I think of this fucking Digiview asshole that's been ripping off people through this fucking phenomenon. I mean, please, don't get curious about these movies. Don't fucking buy them at all. They're a waste of fucking time. You can do so much more. You can give, like, the Hurricane Relief Fund with that dollar. You could, like, give the, like, muscular dystrophy for that dollar. There's so much more in life that you could do with a fucking dollar than buy this fucking film. I mean, you should be, honestly, you should be paid like $100,000 for having to sit through this traumatizing piece of shit. I'm gonna have to go to a fucking psychologist just so I can, like, get over this post-traumatic stress syndrome that I have from watching this fucking horrible film. Well, that's all for today, and that's the Fucked Up Z-Critic Gallery, and please, do not, I repeat, do not buy Digiview Entertainment movies at all. Say no to them. Say no to that fucking assaholic president of Digiview Entertainment that I swear to God is probably owned by George W. Bush. He's probably the one ripping us the fuck off with pieces of shit like this. And stay away from these films, please. Well, that's all for today, and I hope you have a great couple weeks. In the future, we're going to be doing some better films, and we won't be wasting our fucking time with this horrible piece of shit. We'll be, you know, wasting our time with other pieces of shit. So, have a nice day, and take care.